This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
In just a few days, the nation's strictest LGBT non-discrimination laws will go into effect in Massachusetts. According to the latest pronouncements from the state government, even churches and Christian schools will be affected since they are defined as public accommodations. Any accommodation must allow patrons to use men or women's restrooms as well as locker rooms and changing rooms that are consistent with their gender identity. Moreover, it requires that these venues must also use names, pronouns, and gender-related terms appropriate to employees' stated gender identity in communications with the employee and with others. As Christians, we believe that sex and gender are essentially the same thing, but the Massachusetts law instead defines gender identity as a person's gender-related identity, appearance, or behavior. Whether or not that gender-related identity, appearance, or behavior is different from that traditionally associated with a person's physiology or assigned sex at birth. It doesn't take much imagination to see where conflicts will arise between this latest transgender law and Christian teaching and church programs. Most churches hold events that are considered to be open to the public. Churches will probably welcome people of any sexual orientation, but they will probably balk at opening up their locker rooms or bathroom facilities for transgendered people. They might find it difficult to use pronouns that are not consistent with biology. And if pastors and teachers in Massachusetts churches teach on various biblical passages, a transgender person could take the church to court over the content of the sermon or Sunday school lesson. Massachusetts was the first state to grant same-sex marriages. It now might be the first state with a lawsuit against a church over transgender issues, and that case might make it all the way to the Supreme Court. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.